I'm Neil Stavem. Here's a highlight from Connecting Faith. You can find more on this topic at the Connecting Faith show page at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes it possible. Thank you.
Mary is delivered of these demons and restored to her right mind. We don't really know how she got to be demon possessed, but she's restored to her right mind. She probably looks totally different, certainly handles herself differently. And now she is going around with Jesus and his disciples, both male and female, from town to town. And everybody would have known it. You know, hey, there's that crazy woman we used to see on the corner. Look at her now. And, you know, it's a total transformation. So I think, you know, it's some of this in digging into these stories, you know, the scripture often just gives us, you know, a portion of the story. But you can look at snippets, put it all together, and realize that then there was ongoing relationship. And she would have probably been present at a lot of the healings that Jesus did subsequently when he healed other people that were demon-possessed. Maybe she assisted in the sense of, you know, telling her story to those people, comforting them, praying with them, you know, bringing them along in the faith. Who knows? But I think it's interesting to picture it in a bigger way, picture her presence in the New Testament.
Well, and it seems to communicate, like many of the stories that you tell do, that no matter what kind of life that someone has led before coming to know who Jesus was, that it's really not enough to disqualify a person from receiving his mercy. Do you find that
is... No, and the interesting thing you see is often it's the very thing that provides the opportunity. You know, the story that we're familiar with of the woman wiping with her tears, you know, this sort of immoral woman crashing this feast that the Pharisee put on and invited Jesus to be one of his guests, and she comes in and wipes the feet of Jesus with her tears. And she's contrasted with the Pharisee, who's kind of really not accepting Jesus and just has him there to test him. And it's because she's been forgiven, because she knows his mercy, that she's willing to do anything for him. Whereas the Pharisee, who is self-righteous, and thinks he's a good person in and of himself, you know, is more resistant to the gospel. So honestly, it's the broken people often who the Lord seeks out. And it's in the dark places, of course, that his light shines so brightly. So I think brokenness, as I've heard somebody say, you know, there's cracks in all of us. And it's in the cracks where that grace comes kind of flowing out, if you will. And so, yes, nobody is beyond God's help.
Thanks for listening. Your support makes this audio stream possible. You can help at myfaithradio.com.